Welcome back to another Read About It podcast. This one in video form. Hope you enjoy that. I was just up the road, one of my tales from the road, I guess, in a place called Sulphur Springs, Texas, which is a very nice place in spite of the fact that it has an extraordinarily smelly name. Who's fond of Sulphur Springs, really? I mean, it's like down by Beaumont, there's a town called Sour Lake. What the hell is that? Is that some kind of a tourist trap? Hey, come on, the lake smells like farts. Let's get in it, everybody. Anyway, back to the subject. In Sulphur Springs, I stopped at the local eating establishment there, and the girl who served me, her name, let's go to the picture of it there, Clitis, C-L-I-T-I-S, Clitis, yes, as in it only lacks an O and an R, and it would be that part of the anatomy. Show the other receipt too while we're at it. Go ahead and give them, but it's on both of them, so I can only assume that this girl's middle name must be worst. It must be like vagina or rectumotis or something that she's not going by. Or maybe it just looks good on a name tag. Maybe it's a conversation piece. I don't know. But who would name their child Clitis? And the girl was 18, 19 years old, so this would be early 90s. I guess it was some kind of a grunge thing. I don't know. But it's not even like one of those last names that you can sort of do without, like Bob Adcock or Dave Hyman or Joey Massengill or something like that. It's a first name. Why? See, this is why I think that the right to reproduce is severely overrated sometimes in this country. Anyway, she seemed to be doing okay with it, I guess. You know, like I said, having the word clitoris on your smock certainly is a conversation piece. But anyway, the burger was good, the service was nice, and the girl's name was, well, something I'm still carrying around with me. There's your podcast. Be back later with more.